Good morning. We are with Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. Welcome back, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, this morning we have primaries, and if you were in New York City, the counties of Nassau, Suffolk, Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Putnam, and Erie, those polls opened at 6 and close at 9 tonight. For the rest of us, in all other counties, 12 noon, they open, closing at 9 p.m., and we've got a pretty big primary right here in our region in the 19th Congressional District.
Yes, that's the seat being vacated by outgoing Republican Chris Gibson. That's the Kinderhook representative who decided not to seek a fourth term, and that put the district up for grabs. On the Democratic side, Zephyr Teachout, a well-known name in New York politics, is facing off against Will Yandick. And on the Republican side, voters will choose between John Faso and Andrew Heaney. The 19th district include parts of Rensselaer County, Columbia, Greene, Schoharie, and Montgomery counties. It's a sprawling district. The campaign has largely been waged with a heavy radio and TV advertising campaign. But because the state and federal primaries are no longer at the same time, pundits are predicting a relatively low turnout this year, so get out and vote.
Hoosick Falls, the issue of drinking water contamination and the federal government.
Yes, this is a story by our reporter Brendan Lyons that says three members of Congress, including incumbent Chris Gibson, who we were just talking about his district, along with U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, are calling on the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health to set up programs to educate local officials and state officials in New York about chemicals in groundwater. Specifically, the chemical perfluorocationic acid, or PFOA, which has been found in private and public water supplies in the village of Hoosick Falls and the towns of Hoosick and Petersburg. So the lawmakers have said they want congressional hearings to look at how the government is responding to this. Of course, back in 2014, officials were aware that PFOA was in the drinking water in Hoosick Falls, but it wasn't until the end of that year that the EPA came out and told citizens they shouldn't be drinking that water. So they want hearings and they want education to combat that.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.